Hey Will, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Appreciate it. So I got your web registration here and wanted to go over any questions and see what kind of options you might have.
Yeah, man. I normally don't respond to those types of direct mails, but I went online. It just seemed too good to be true. But I was see what it was about.
Okay, yeah, well, why don't you tell me a little bit of kind of what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
All right, well, I have two companies right now. I have a logistics company and I
Okay.
have a real estate investing company as I have a real estate company. And working capital could be good in both of them or just to help me overall in both of my business. I don't need no $250,000 definitely, but I've been in business now over a year with one of them. And the other one, it's been about 6 months, but if there's something out there, but I do want to start some type of business line, some type of business credit. That way, I can start establishing it on that end. Just so down the road is good to have. So, just that's pretty much where I'm at. If there's something that I'm not in a hole and I'm not sinking, but I'm kind of at a I'm making profit, but like I said, I'm not like under or nothing like that where I need some money. But I've been doing a lot of things with my own cash. But if I did have some extra cash to help me out, I'm only it's only I can only imagine what I could do with if I did have some extra cash that can get kind of now that I have a year experience under my belt. You understand what I'm saying?
So the 1 year, is that with the logistics company?
Yeah, I've been with the logistics company. I just hit my 1 year anniversary. What was it in June? Well, June, yeah, like I guess a week ago, and I've been with the yeah. So that's with the logistics company. Yeah, it's been over a year.
How much were your sales last year or within that year?
Within last year, let me go pull it up real quick.
Okay.
Just up until December, is that what you're asking for?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, give me a sec. Let me pull it here real quick. So if I went up until, if I just did everything from 2015, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So let's go. Someone called me. Let me just ignore that one. So let's say calculator 16, 500. So if you did just my sales just for that year, I would say it was around 9,000, and but that was probably from about just September. It took me till about September till I started really making profit and building relationships. So from about September to December, I made about 8,000 in gross profit.
Okay. Now, what about, let me ask you this. What for your business checking account right now, what do you got your depositing now monthly?
So right now, probably monthly, I'm probably depositing probably about like $500 monthly.
Okay. Yeah. We would unfortunately, that's not a we would need the lease to be anywhere between 7 to 10,000, being deposited,
Okay,
because
monthly.
go ahead.
You said monthly?
Yeah, monthly in your checking account, business checking account.
Okay. Now that's yeah, see that's yeah, I still wouldn't have been at that either because I was that's gross net that when I said 500 monthly.
Yeah.
But even though if I did do gross profit, it still wouldn't be there. It would be somewhere around like 2,000, 2,500, maybe 3,000 a month.
If you can get up to that $7,500, $10,000 range, we can definitely do something to help you out. Unfortunately, just right now, you're still growing, you're still new.
That's
That that definitely kind of, you know, hurts you. I wouldn't say hurts you. It's just, it's the growing pains, you know, like you got to go through it and establish your company. So just right now, going off of what I heard, it doesn't sound like we'll be able to do anything for you right now. Okay. But if you keep our a number here and once your business starts to grow, we can definitely help out. Because how we work, William, we're based off of sales. So we really don't look too much at your credit because it's an unsecured loan. And what we're able to do is we're usually able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So whatever you're doing, you know, yearly to kind of get you an amount of what I can approve you for is anywhere between 10 to 15% of what you're doing annually.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then, because I am interested in purchasing some trucks down the road, like, you mean, the 18-wheelers. So if I collectively between like you know between both my companies, I mean real estate and logistics, if I collectively brought in about like you say $10K a month, or when I do that, if I wanted to get the business loan in order to start a trucking company, maybe purchase one truck or two trucks, is that something that I could do?
Absolutely, that is something. The equipment loan is going to be more of your traditional loan. So that is something that we collateralize and we look a little bit more towards your credit on that loan. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, right now it's in the 600s, but it's, I'm working on getting the credit repaired so I can get up in the 700s. So I'm just thinking like maybe a year to 2 years down the road from now, when I do this,
yeah.
You know, my first alternative was to go to a bank, obviously, to do it at first. But having you all there, knowing that I can probably come to you first once I'm in that position, it would be good to know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Keep us in mind, save us, put it in a file there, so that way if you ever need us once you start growing, I mean, that's what we do. We help businesses out, and we do get them anywhere between 200 to 300,000. You know, once your business is picking up. So that flyer is absolutely true. It's just right now you're just in the beginning stage and you just wouldn't qualify for it.
That's cool. And that's definitely understandable. But like I said, I have, you know, good plans for the future and I am constantly taking things that I can't necessarily purchase right now, but that I do plan to purchase down the road when I can do it. So, So I'll save your email. And I'll save your contact information. And, man, when that time comes, I'll call back.
Absolutely, William. And you can call me anytime or email me if you have any questions. Or if you're like, you know, you do come to try to get a truck and someone's not trying to get you a decent rate, just let me know. I'll see what I can do.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right. No, definitely. You have a good one. Good luck with your business.
Yes. Appreciate it, man.
All right. No worries. Bye.